One night, God gave Abraham an astronomy lesson. He told him to go outdoors, look up at the heavens, and count the stars, if indeed you can count them, which of course he couldn't. Then he made an incredible promise. So shall your offspring be. Descendants as many as the stars in the sky? Yes, that's what God promised. There was only one little problem. Abraham had no children at all. On top of that, he was already old, really old, and so was his wife, Sarah. What a pledge. God had just promised elderly, childless Abraham offspring as countless as the stars. Yet the Bible says Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Sure enough, when Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90, baby Isaac was born, the beginning of the Israeli people, who now are more than can be counted. Abraham faced an insurmountable problem. Is the situation you are facing any more difficult than that? In fact, that's almost exactly what God asked Abraham in Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Be assured that God will keep his promises to you every bit as much as to Abraham, because his nature never changes. The word impossible is not in God's vocabulary. What situation are you facing today? Go outside and look up at the stars. Is it bigger than the God who made those stars and assigned them their places in the universe? Have faith in God. Jesus said, "Have faith in the one who is far greater, wiser, richer, and who has the perspective eternity, God."
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.